From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, so that lead-in music, that is an homage to a new project for Rob Frohwein. He's the CEO of Cabbage. He's based down in the ATL. We met up with him at the Super Bowl. That seems like a long time ago. We've talked to him in the intervening
Jason, period. It was almost a year ago.
It was almost a year ago. That's right. Thanks for pointing that out.
You're very welcome.
Anyway, he's based in Atlanta, but he's here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio today. Rob, great to have you back.
It's great to be back. It sounds like a papier-mâché project.
That's right. It's like building a little drum. So what is Drum?
Drum democratizes access to a sales force. It basically... Having a physical sales force has been the exclusive privilege of really large companies. Every business could leverage one. Anybody selling to a small business or a consumer, now you can. We aggregate all that in a single platform and allow the gig economy to sell on behalf of any business, any product or service.
I mean, this is,
this is kind of a big idea.
Yeah, well, exactly. And this is your world, right? Because you guys are dealing with small businesses all the time, consumers too, but small businesses.
Yeah, so obviously my other hat is I run a company called Cabbage,
right,
which provides working capital to small businesses and now increasingly other products. And what we realized, actually not just through Cabbage, but through my advising of other companies, was businesses are always looking to get more customers, but building an outside physical sales force wasn't something Cabbage could do.
Yeah.
And so how do you go about doing this? How do you create something like this?
So it's a three-sided marketplace. You've got businesses on one side, buyers on the other, and you have drummers, which is an old term for, you've heard drumming up business.
Yeah.
That's from the 1800s. Folks would push a cart down the road, bang on a drum, and get people to come out and check out what they were selling. So that's
Love
where the name
that.
Came from. Thank you.
Love
wow.
word of origin.
And basically, a business just goes online. It outlines, puts a profile in, lists whatever kind of product or service they want to sell, explains what the geographic area is, and they publish it out. And then hundreds, thousands, however many drummers are in that geographic area, stand up and they go out and represent your products and services and sell them.
But how do you ensure quality?
Yeah.
Great question. So we've got, basically we've got a couple of different, for folks who are really focused on, you know, their brand, for the larger companies that are utilizing this or going to utilize it, we have something called Drum Select, which allows them to provide extra training and education on the platform and certification of the drummers, and also the ability to pick which drummers are going to be selling on their behalf. But most businesses, you'll find that people don't want to go out and sell unless they feel like they're going to be successful
right.
and do it well. And so the quality really is inherent to the platform.
Because I don't know if it's true that, like, you know, salespeople can sell anything and everything. I do think that there's something to understanding, you know, the particulars of a company or an industry.
Yeah. So look, I don't think Boeing is going to be selling airplane parts to Delta, leveraging the Drum platform anytime soon. But most sales are either simple or they're moderate in complexity. And so for everything else, this is really applicable. And we can also have all businesses can put in whatever information they want about their business, about the product and service, put training on the platform, and let people become successful at doing it.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
All right, so Rob, I want to shift gears a little bit, put on your other hat, put down your drum, put on your other hat, pick up your cabbage,
right.
and tell us about a recent survey that you guys did of small businesses. As Carol alluded to, you survey a wide variety of your customers. You get a sense of how their businesses are growing. And we heard a lot of, you know, big earnings. We've got good retail news, it feels like, or at least investors like it over the past couple of days. But from a small business perspective, what are you seeing?
It's going really phenomenally. We've actually created this incredible business index, which draws data from, you know, many of the 200,000 businesses that we serve right now at Cabbage, and pulls down information on a geographic area, on a on an industry sector area, and we see businesses is booming. It's doing well. Small businesses are really continue to succeed. They continue to perform on our platform very, very well.
What specifically, though? I mean, you can say they're doing very well, but what are they saying? What are you seeing specifically that, you know, kind of falls under doing well?
Right, right. So really, you know, what we're tracking, one of the primary things we track is how the revenue is going.
Okay.
And so we're seeing increasing. In fact, this dates back to the earliest days of Cabbage, where we injected capital into businesses, and we saw over a six-month period a 70% increase in revenue. And we're not seeing always that kind of lift these days. We're serving much, you know, larger businesses, but we're seeing robust double-digit growth over very short periods of
20%,
time.
20%, 30%?
Yeah, but if you look at that over a period of a year, yes.
Yeah. Wow. And so what does that tell you? I mean, you've been doing this long enough to sort of understand how that fits in or how that jives with other economic indicators. I'm also always fascinated to talk to you, in part because you live in Atlanta, and Carol's heard me say this a million times. I feel like Atlanta is such an interesting microcosm of the U.S. economy in many ways, diverse economically, diverse socioeconomically in many ways, and by industry. So what's the feel, given the data, given the anecdotes that you see, what's the feel for the economy right now?
I mean, I think it's still extremely positive. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to, you know, say, pinpoint a specific industry and say, hey, that industry, but we're even seeing construction grow very, very quickly right now, which is a great leading indicator of how an economy is doing. We're seeing, you know, improving performance in our portfolio, even in the metro area of Atlanta. You know, businesses are, and, you know, performance, by the way, to define that is their payback rate of Cabbage, right?
Got it.
You know, what the default rate that we're looking at, we're seeing that actually drop in the Atlanta metro area. So we're seeing strong performance. We're seeing, we had our largest Q3. We put out north of $715 million, which was about a 36% increase year over year from Q3 of last year. Mm. So we're seeing robust interest in our products, even while we're maintaining the same credit criteria. So that tells you that, you know, businesses that we were serving last year are actually even more robust and more energetic about the economy now.
So better than a year ago.
Yeah, without a doubt. So last year during that same quarter, I think we put out something like, I should know this number, like $540 million. And this quarter was like $717 million. So
that's amazing.
Pretty robust
growth.
That's
a big jump.
Yeah.
Cool, big jump. All right. Great stuff. Both of those projects. Thank you so much. Rob Froein is CEO of Cabbage, and he's got a new venture called Drum. I just love the origins of that.
I love that too. I love word
it's really
origins.
Really good. I mean, especially all the made up names. What's the new name for the bank? Speaking of Atlanta, Truist. Drum. I'll take Drum any day.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.